Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Talking about the psychological impact that these wars have, and we wanted to get a little bit more information on that. Professor Linda Gail Becker, Professor of Medicine and Chief Operating Officer at the Desmond Tutu HIV Foundation, we wanted to understand how the intergenerational trauma between Russia and Ukraine around the world impacts on us. Professor Linda Gail Becker, good morning. Thanks for joining us. So this trauma the impact of this war. Tell us a little bit more about it.
The intergenerational trauma, yes, this is certainly something that we've seen, studies have thrown up over the years, that trauma gets passed on from one generation to another. So the generation who hasn't necessarily directly experienced the trauma, it also impacts them in some way. And we see that after a lot of areas of the world where there has been quite serious conflict and often ongoing conflict as well.
So we've just come out of a world that has been severely traumatized by people suffering from this, from the pandemic. And even if it isn't a physical suffering, it's really been very, very traumatic. It's almost now that this becomes a complex trauma.
That's correct, yes. It does become a complex trauma, which basically means an ongoing trauma. It's not a single event trauma. It's a repeated trauma. So we see that in situations of, for example, domestic abuse or child abuse. And certainly we see that coming out of long-term conflict as well.
Right.
And I think we can see that. We can probably see some of that emerging now out of the pandemic.
Mm. Mm. It's what can we expect to see? You know, we're far away from it here, but we all are totally caught up within this story. We're worrying about a nuclear story, we're worrying about people. We're seeing visuals of people suffering terribly, people being trapped. Should we be protecting ourselves? Should we be engaging in it? What should we be doing?
Are you referring to the Ukraine conflict now? Yes, certainly. I think the whole world is caught up in this, and we're seeing some very, very disturbing images coming out of there and stories. And I think for many people, they connect to it not only simply because it is traumatic, but because they often reflect back onto experiences that they might have had or the generation before them might have had, or they have connections with other areas of the world in which there's been this kind of conflict or similar conflict. So, yes, people should be protecting themselves. I think, it's easy to get caught up in it and to watch it over and over again and to switch on the news or open your cell phone and see what is coming through. And I think one needs to, be aware that this can impact on you and start limiting your exposure to it. So, we need to focus on the present when you feel that impacting on us.
Absolutely.
In what is happening around us in the moment.
Absolutely right. Linda Blockland, that's where we leave it. It is 8:55. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.